Welcome to our next episode of the Bridget Bartley Show, and I'm so excited to have Kelly and Megan on today. First, I want to give a massive thank you to Old Europe Pastries, who is sponsoring today's show. Old Europe Pastries are European pastries, locally roasted coffee. They, in Greenville, which is coming in May, will also have a wine bar and a sitting room. I'm going to post some behind the scenes of Old Europe Pastries later this afternoon on my Instagram stories, but stay tuned to my social media for the grand opening. And again, thank you, Megan and Kelly, two of my dear friends who are with us today. For those of you who don't know Kelly Wolf, she is an instructor at Millie Lewis, which is how I actually met her. But she's a mom of three girls. She's been in the fashion industry for over 40 years. She actually started at Millie Lewis, but she's also a former Miss Clemson, and she was Miss Fit Fabulous in 40 for Susan G. Komen. She was a Greenville Talk cover. And her current project is actually Girl Talk with WSPA on Channel 7. And then with Megan Hines, which she had an amazing wedding New Year's Eve. She used to be Megan Garner, now Megan Hines, but she's the owner and CEO of Crown Prestique. She is a model and pageant coach for Millie Lewis, former Miss South Carolina, Talk Magazine Top 25 Most Beautiful, and founder and director of Greenville Fashion Week, which is just 2.5 weeks away, and we're going to dig into that as well. So, welcome, girls. And by the way, thank you for both being here, because
so fun.
Megan was double booked this morning, so she literally came here from York, Carolina, from Channel 7, from one studio to the next. Model life is rough.
It is.
She literally came from one set to the other.
A great problem to have.
It is.
It's good to be popular.
Your calendar's always booked. That's a good problem to have.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Booked and double booked. Sleep is not something. People ask, how do you function off so little sleep? But I feel like we have to learn that, because
you'll miss out on life if you just sleep it away.
I think,
and coffee is a go-to.
Yes, yes. And that's one of my things about nutrition, is I want to make sure I have energy so that I can go full force and sleep very little. How many hours a night do you sleep?
Right now?
I know. Like three?
Four and a half, five. It depends. I'm usually up the wee hours right now, responding to emails, but it's go time with it so close.
Yeah. So, and then,
but now youth helps, because y'all, you get my age and you do need a little bit more.
What, 7 hours?
I'll tell you, yeah. Well, because you go through menopause, you go through insomnia. So you start to really appreciate rest when you don't have it, you know, when you can't sleep. I bet you hit the pillow and you are out.
Well, I'm out.
I go horizontal. It takes me about 10 seconds.
Yeah. And see, at y'all's age, I did too. But then you get a little older and, you know, you have that little insomnia thing that happens. So restoration is important.
Okay. So this is one thing that really floored me when I first met Kelly. Kelly, what is your age?
She's fabulous.
Because you are my inspiration for healthy aging.
So much. That means so much to me. No, I will be 58 June 21st, but my spirit thinks it's 27.
Mine too.
Hey, and she can still do splits at that age.
So it's kind of crazy. But when y'all were talking about coffee, did you know that the tocopherols in the coffee are so antioxidant? They're so good for you. That is one of the number one things for anti-aging, is coffee.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Remember the Big Five? I told you about that book. Good book.
And so for people to know, coffee, to go like a nutrition rabbit trail, because that's my thing is nutrition, but coffee is like chocolate. You've got to have the good quality coffee, not just, I don't want to like throw brands out, but not instant coffee, but to have a locally grown, fresh grind, organic coffee.
So
that makes the quality makes a big difference. And it's like chocolate, you know, milk chocolate, which is processed. But if you can get the dark chocolate,
dark
which
chocolate
is like 70%, 80%.
Right. Endorphin.
So not just any coffee. It's got to be good quality, organic, clean coffee.
And vitamin D.
Yes.
You have sunlight.
In moderation.
In moderation.
Spray tans in the modeling industry, too. I know skin cancer is a big thing right now. So tanning beds, just to, if you can, to limit it. And then, like I said, spray tans are always a healthier option.
Absolutely.
But we do need vitamin D.
And wine. Wine has the resveratrol. It's good for us, too. That helps me sleep.
Champagne. Bubbles are my choice.
I love bubbles. Bubbles give a woman a facelift. Did you know that? Champagne is an instant facelift.
Because it's liquid courage?
Bubbles. Yeah, liquid courage.
Is that why? Speaking of, so Kelly brought bubbles on set today. She wanted to do a cheers. So we have some fresh made. Do you want to do a cheers?
Well, what did we say? The ships. Ships may come and ships may go and ships may sail the deep blue sea. But ladies, what's the most important ships? The eternal ships. Friendship, fellowship, companionship, championships, and even hardships grow character and make us better.
That is so true.
Yeah. So cheers to the ships.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. So speaking of championships, Kelly is a former Miss Clemson, and you have an amazing story which ties into Millie Lewis, which is when you were a Clemson cheerleader, you were former Miss Clemson, and I know being in a title like that, and this is something I want to talk mm-hmm. about Megan with as well, because y'all were both beauty queens, and I know that's a big role to fulfill. What was it like being Miss Clemson, especially now that Clemson's winning all of these championships and titles, but what was it like being Miss Clemson?
It was such an honor, and I think I told this story with you being one of my students on the opening day of why I work at Millie Lewis. I'm a graduate of T. O. Hanna, and we have a movie out, Radio, that is about my mm-hmm. alma mater. And my senior year, I was, through my classmates, they wanted me to be in the Miss T. O. Hanna pageant. Well, I had not been to Millie Lewis, and I had no confidence. So literally with tears welping up in my eyes, I looked at my classmates, so flattered to get the nomination, and said, I just don't have enough confidence to walk the stage. I've never done that. So I declined that nomination. Then I went off to Millie that summer before I went to Millie Lewis. The main reason I went is I said, everybody said I'm too tall to be a cheerleader, but I want to cheer for Clemson, because I had been dating Alan and we had been to Clemson games for 3 years. And so I went off to Millie Lewis. I kept a little diet diary because I needed to slim down because I was tall, 5'7½, 5'8". And went out for cheerleader there. There were two openings. I made one of the openings. And then the sweet Sigma Nus, my husband was a Sigma Nu, nominated me. They nominated me for homecoming that opening year, which I normally would have said no before Millie Lewis, but I accepted it. And I was on that float that first season. But then the next year when they nominated me for Miss Clemson, I had the courage because of Millie. And it was a huge honor. And so, yeah, there were a lot of really cool things. Going to some, I think it was the Gurney Cow competition and pinning some ribbons on the cows and being in the parade. And it was a big, big year for me.
And so that platform has really carried you into a lot of the stuff that's locally in Greenville, with the Susan G. Komen being Miss Fit Fabulous in 40 to now the Girl Talk on WSPA with Megan and those girls down there at York Carolina. So that platform has really just carried you on. And I want to talk about Millie Lewis too, because that's one of the strong connections that we have. Mm-hmm. Every week when I see her photo on the wall. And I know that's a foundation, and you're also a pageant mm-hmm. and model coach there. So going into former Miss South Carolina. And so just to preface, I've known Megan for well over a year. We met actually at a Talk Magazine event. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, had a lot of mutual friends and just really connected and got really closer over the past year. But all these things that I found out about her, like, she's so humble. And this is one of the things that I feel like is a confidence thing. It's actually one of the things, the list that we're going to talk about, the 8 things that truly set confident people apart, is humility. And both of you are just so humble. And I feel like that's something that a confident person has. But I'm like, what the heck, Megan? Like, you don't even tell me all this stuff. Like, you were X, Y, and Z and all this stuff. And we still haven't even talked about it this day. Like, I just know all this because I had to Google it or find it on her website, or her mom messaged me or something. So that's a massive kudos that I give to you, Megan, because
absolutely.
You are hands down one of the most humble, gold-hearted people I've ever met. But going into Miss South Carolina, what was that like? Because I know that is a title that a lot of people covet. And like you, because I was reading some of your story, because again, she doesn't talk about this kind of stuff. But I did pageants in high school and college just for the scholarship money. Like, I would mm-hmm. do, I grew up in Myrtle Beach, so I would do bikini contests.
It does
like
help.
They had Sun Fun, Panama Jack. Because for me, I found it resourceful. I could care less about the title, but the prize package was always my summer's worth of money.
Right.
It was $500, $1,000 cash, a summer's worth of sunscreen, and that's all I wanted was the prize. I could have cared less about the title, but like you, it helped give me funds and resources to get through college. But what was it like being Miss South Carolina? Because you went on to I know you were in the America franchise, but then also you went on to compete on a national. Yeah, that's a big.
It was one of the, when I look back on all my years competing, like you said, I grew up in the Miss America organization, and I entered it, like you said, for scholarship. It's the largest scholarship program for women in the entire world, which is a true testament. But like you said, the title and the crown alone is not what you get out of it. I've met some of my best friends through it, the interview skills, the public speaking, things that money can't buy, and it does open doors for you, and then getting the opportunity to compete in the United States system and go on to compete in our nation's capital. In Washington, D.C., with 50 other incredible representatives. That was just, it was such an honor. It still was kind of surreal. We got to spend July 4th, and we saw fireworks right there by the Washington Monument. I actually spent it with my husband, too, so that was a kind of a cool experience for us. But just the girls that you meet who truly build each other up and empower one another, they're not all that way, but most of them actually are. So I think pageants get the stigma or stereotype that's placed on pageant girls, and in reality, they're the polar opposite of what comes to mind when you think of a pageant girl. But just like the doors, the people that I met, and it was just an honor to be able to represent my state at a national level on the stage and actually placed in the top 10, too, which was... It was really, like I said, surreal. Didn't walk away with a national title, but I walked away with 50 friends that we still keep in touch to this day. And if I need a place to stay in California or D.C. or if I'm in Virginia, it's nice that I can pick up the phone and call.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And I saw this child grow right before my very eyes, didn't I? I recruited. Yeah. I think you had been to a class, and then I ran into you, and I said, you have got to come back. You are so darling. And so I saw those titles, and I saw her hard work, and Millie Lewis really, really...
It's our Millie family.
I know. We really are so proud of her.
And I've met some really great people in Millie, and one of the things, I feel like Millie Lewis is kind of one of those stigma things where people have a misunderstanding about what it is, where they think it's just all appearance, it's all
glamour,
about, you know,
looks,
vanity. But when I got there... the first night, which, and I told you when we had to do introductions, and there were more adults in the first class than there were teen girls. But for me, it was to help build self-confidence. It's interesting because you talked about self-confidence challenges, and people from the outside looking in would think we're the most confident people. But, you know, we have self-confidence challenges too. And that was one of the things that I wanted to do in going there. But, and we've talked about this even off the record, is I was always giving. And I wanted to embrace the feminine role. Like, I was ready to, okay, girls got to learn how to do makeup. I want to learn, you know, fashion trends and colors, even though I was
with
in
all
the
those
fashion
boys
industry.
At home.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted some estrogen.
And testosterone.
It was a combination of stuff. And that's one of the things. But you guys teach, you know, the inside. And your thing is all
so
about, like,
more.
Finding your purpose and your passion. And that's what Barbara and Millie really focus on. Is the inner beauty more so than the outward beauty.
And you know what? That will take you forever. Because the outward, you know, let's just face it, through time, you're going to see some aging. But if that heart stays pure and that purpose, you're still so driven. And every day you can't wait to get up. And that's what's so cool, even though I'm so much older than you guys. Every day I'm learning, I'm striving, I'm setting a new goal. You never stop. You never stop having that desire to get up and make a difference. You know?
Well, and the thing is, and we were having this conversation on Saturday, is we were talking about the pageant world and things like Fashion Week and being in business and stuff. But, you know, those outward things can serve you for so long. But it really comes down to the inner beauty of what really rises is character, integrity, and your drive and determination. And when you know what your passion, your purpose is.
Get up ready to go every day.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. That's the fuel. And that never goes away. It almost gets enriched as you get older, if you can believe it. It's the weirdest thing. I can't even describe it because my children are older now and they've grown up and they're out of the house. But now it's like I just got out of college. I get to do it all over again.
So going into, because I want to highlight too Fashion Week, and I know we'll be talking about it throughout the show, but a lot of stuff that you learned specifically with the pageant system and, you know, graphic design, event planning. I mean, I think anybody who was at your wedding would know it was, I mean, hands down, I'm 43. I know part of the theme was like, okay, 30s, 40s, and 50s, but hands down, probably the nicest wedding, not probably the nicest wedding I've ever been to, because it was, it truly was an event. And you have a video on your page for anybody who hasn't seen it. It's really worth watching. But event planning, social media, branding, and you really, it made me think about Greenville Fashion Week when you were talking about how when you were in the pageant system, it really is a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And I know that was something that we've never talked about it, but I can just tell by being a part of Greenville Fashion Week, that's what you're wanting to create is it's Absolutely. A sisterhood. It's that culture of the girls that are coming in. You're embracing, and I'm just giving you my perspective from the outside in.
That's so important.
I mean,
to
I'm literally on the outside where it's, you know, model to volunteering to buying tickets on Saturday night and then just being a good friend of yours. So I'm really, I feel like I'm encompassing all angles of it, but, I've been really impressed with like how you are encompassing the culture for girls and really giving them a platform to express their self-confidence, but also even in the Greenville community. Mm-hmm. By the way, a little side note, if you go to Greenville Fashion Week on Instagram, there's 12, 13 restaurants that are highlighted in downtown Greenville that they have a signature cocktail. If I'm giving the wrong commercial,
no, that is. Listen,
but it's well, like, this is so cool. Yeah. But it's so 12 restaurants in downtown Greenville have a signature cocktail, the little black dress.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, so girl, you got to go to all 12 restaurants.
I think that's something
you have permission. You have permission to, you can have a cocktail a day, and then you vote for whichever one is the most. And that's one of the things that I really admired is how you are working to stimulate the Greenville economy, because we are kind of a foodie town.
We are.
I say we. I mean, I live in Spartanburg, but I'm more in Greenville. My social life and friends are more in Greenville. But you've really encompassed the downtown Greenville community and the businesses. But tell us a little bit. I know one thing, because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to truly like sit down and talk to you and get into your head. But what inspired you to do Greenville Fashion Week? And like, because some people think, why Greenville?
Right.
But you clearly had a vision for Greenville Fashion Week and why you wanted to do that. So like, why Greenville Fashion Week?
So I guess it all started, I've always loved fashion my entire life. Was best dressed in high school. I like to refer to myself as a fashionista. I'm a bargain shopper, but it makes it fun. But I was actually at College of Charleston when Charleston Fashion Week first started. And Erin Lee, who is now the Clemson baseball coach's wife, she was my college dance team coach as well. And she's now on our team for Greenville Fashion Week. All the people that I've met in each, I guess, chapter of my life are huge components of Greenville Fashion Week, not to get sidetracked. But I saw that and saw it flourish and grow over the years and wanted to bring this to Greenville. It had to be the right time. Greenville is growing. It's not the same city. I grew up in Easley, so just 10 minutes down the road and downtown, you didn't go past the Greenville News. And now the West End is where everything is happening right here on Main Street. But just to bring that and to bring people together, like I said, camaraderie, sisterhood, that is so important to me. And I think young girls need a platform to bring each other together. Don't look at their Instagram and compare their life to somebody else because we're all great. Mm-hmm. So I think if we all support each other, cheer each other on, and just have a platform to bring, you know, they all love fashion. They love getting to walk the runway and bringing the community, the girls, everyone together for the same goal and purpose. That's something that I wanted to do. So I've talked about it for probably 10 years since my husband and I even started dating 6 years ago. And finally he said, either stop talking about it or do it.
Oh, wow.
So in January of 2017, I quit my job, and it was the scariest leap of faith I ever took, but it's paid off.
Awesome.
But I think my background with the pageantry, I grew up competitive dancer, competitive gymnast, cheerleader, the production aspect of it and the creativity from dancing to modeling, I think it benefits the whole vision that I've been kind of in every element or component. I've been a runway model. I've been backstage with production. I've done events, fundraising, everything, and it just kind of the culmination of everything together, and it makes the vision of Greenville Fashion Week work and what it is.
Yeah, and it truly is a full-out production.
To hear
like how I saw it last year from afar, but then I was able to just watch being friends with you and seeing like the lights that are coming in, the runway that's coming. It's like a 96-foot runway.
The longest runway in the Southeast.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
So, I mean, it's a runway.
It. It's
not a platform.
Yeah. Right downtown.
It's a runway.
Yeah, it's
a little nervous.
It is intimidating. The first thing when models came to rehearsals, we're like, I have to walk down that. But it's kind of cool because it's helping them overcome their fears, too.
Absolutely. Courage, Coach. Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit, because you're really incorporating a lot of the Fashion Week represents you, because you've got dance
Ooh, dancers.
Okay, yeah. I guess everything's pretty much, like, the whole agenda is pretty much out and open, right?
Not yet. Okay. It'll actually be published. The whole schedule of events will be published actually tomorrow. But we have dancers. We have emerging designers, which is really cool to give local designers a platform and opportunity to showcase their designs. They compete on the runway for the emerging designer to show a full collection in 2020. We have a top model competition. They get a modeling contract. They basically are the brand and face of Greenville Fashion Week for a full year with photo shoots. They get facials. We just spent yesterday at Cryotherapy, one of our sponsors. So it's just really cool. And like she said, the top cocktail, that's just, everyone loves cocktails. A fun component and to really stimulate and make an economic impact right here in the heart of downtown because we are such a foodie town. So this year they had to put their spin on the little black dress and they got creative. They all are so different. I have a favorite. I won't say what it is until the votes come in. But I'm excited to see who will win the signature cocktail. And then we also have Bark in the Park, which is at the Greenville Drive.
So awesome.
Auction for a Cause is our charity partner. And the dog show last year stole the complete show. We had a pug actually get loose on the runway.
Oh,
so he came off the leash and walked himself right back down the runway, which was, like I said, he stole the show. But we're actually casting for Greenville's top dog this year. And those funds go back to Auction for a Cause. So it's
That's awesome.
Another opportunity to get the community involved and who doesn't love dogs as well. So
absolutely. Wow. And then you've got people coming in from, I think, Miami,
New York.
Nashville.
Our swimsuit designer was in Sports Illustrated. She does swimsuits for the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Kate Connick, who is Harry Connick Jr.'s and Jill Connick's wife, is coming. So this will actually be the first runway of her showing and debuting her collection. So I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. We have Any Old Iron. He was a hit last year. His designs are very over-the-top, outlandish. But he designs for celebrities, movie stars, musicians. And then Laura Citron is also from Nashville as well, who dresses Sugarland. So it's really cool to bring them so they can experience Greenville.
And the thing that I love about, and going back to the swimwear, so I know her because she's from Lexington. Mm-hmm. I used to live in Lexington, and her swimwear is fabulous.
It is all custom.
But the thing that I love about, because I love watching fashion shows. So I had I had a clothing line for about 5 years. My family owns a clothing manufacturing company out in Los Angeles. And so they make dresses and they do women's clothing. But this is where I'm loving Greenville Fashion Week because it's feeding my passion. It's not work related.
So creative.
But just how you're highlighting so many different designers. But it's not like stuff that you see on New York runway. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's not stuff that you see on the runway that you would never wear. I mean, this is stuff that like you would buy it off the person and wear it because we in a town of like galas and formals
you have to know your market.
Dinners, it's stuff that's like, oh, I would buy that, or I can go wear that. And you have pop up shops, mm-hmm. so people can, of course, go
it's
buy.
Not those crazy
it's relatable.
Things that
we're seeing them. It's relatable. That's the word I'm looking for. Like it's relatable. So it's I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
but I love how you said you're a vintage shopper. You love consignment. Mm. I'm the same way. I bet you're the same way too.
Oh, totally. It's a game.
It's
so fun. I can wear like a $300 shirt, and I'm more excited about wearing it when it's on sale for $30 or $40 than if I paid full price. But I won't. Being in retail in fashion, I know what the markup is, so I don't
even pay full
price anymore.
Yeah. And you know, Millie, that's what we say with wardrobing. We say, educate yourself, look at the magazines, know what the styles are,
and
head out on the pavement. Mm-hmm. And then, because we need that other money for our nails and our hair.
And we're going to talk about that. Because we talked about
that. It'll be about the clothes.
That was part of our class this year is the spring, summer trends. And like, so this was one of the things that the crochet, the netting, I actually had this like from years ago in my closet. But crochet,
it's crazy
netting.
How stuff comes full circle too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like having, back. You know, the key pieces that you know you can keep as a staple piece. And so going into like some of the trends, like florals. Polka dots was on the list.
I know. I got this from Donkin.
Actually, neons. Both of you. Look, we are all very
fashionable. We're trendy.
Neons. So,
we're educated.
Because I wrote it down from the list that we had, but the neons, the pinks, the yellows, the
polka dots.
The greens, polka dots are in the crochet. Oh, yeah, the animal print.
You know, animal print, I think, is kind of a staple now, don't you? It's almost become a neutral staple for us.
Right, for women. Now, the one fashion trend that I'm not going to be able to grasp are the cycling shorts.
Oh, I can't do those, especially we're short, so we cannot do that.
I'm like,
I tried it in South Florida. I got away with it in South Florida. I don't know if it was here.
How'd you wear it? Like
with a blazer.
Okay.
I did a blazer, with a biking witch. Short, a high heel shoe.
Okay. Give you some hype.
And we were in deep South Florida. I didn't know a soul.
I was like, did you have a picture?
Let me just try this.
To see. I don't know.
I do, in front of some yachts.
We were. There's just something about it.
I had some drinks, and I thought, why not? Little courage, a little liquid courage.
But that's why there's so many trends, so that everybody can pick what is truly reflective of them. So it's not for everybody.
Well, and I will tell you, Barbara, at our meeting when we were talking about it, she loves it with that that flat form shoe. Isn't there a tennis shoe that's kind of a
sneaker with a wedge?
Uh-huh. And she said that's how you pull it off, is it's kind of casual, meet, business. Yeah, it's one of those, wow. I don't know, let's... Maybe when we go out looking for that favorite cocktail, we'll put on that.
I mean,
there are some good
only,
ones.
Can only try it. Totally try it.
Think about comfort, though. That's so comfortable. A biking short.
See, I would rather just wear black leggings.
See, that's my black leggings are my go-to to be comfortable because you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, I kind of dig my black leggings too. Or the biking shorts need to at least come to the top of the knee.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Especially at my age.
Yeah, that was one that I couldn't. And then what else was it? Jumpsuits. I think that's another.
I love jumpsuits.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one today.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that, by the way?
This is actually from Dillard's, who is one of our sponsor plugging.
One of our
sponsor for the Style Lounge at Fashion Week. But they have fantastic. That's actually, if I'm going to go to the mall, it's Dillard's is where I'm going to go. If not, it's typically online.
Yeah,
just for ease.
I'm an online shopper too.
BCBG in Dillard's. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at their cool jumpsuits?
They have incredible stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I've been checking those out too because we have a jumpsuit scene in our production.
Yes, yes.
You'll see jumpsuits on the runway too for Fashion Week this year. You won't see the shorts this year, but I'm excited to see animal print and lots of.
Like Bridget said, you have to know your audience. Mm-hmm. Might be a little too racy for Greenville. We're in the Bible Belt.
The bike shorts?
Well, we actually have.
I don't know. I know. We're a biking town.
That is true, too.
Mm-hmm. Pink Cappy was actually on the runway last year. And then we have Lululemon on the runway this year, too. So we're still encompassing the biking aspect of it.
And that athleticism, mm-hmm. which is so fashion. You know, that's fitness is fashion.
I agree. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's go into the confidence, because we promised people that we would bring them 8 things that set confident people apart.
Love that.
And we can totally just talk off of this. This is given to us. This is what was given to us by Millie Lewis, which I think is completely on point.
Loved it.
And this is one of my favorite things. The very first thing is truly confident people take an honest look at themselves, and where it's a difference of conceit versus confidence. And going back to when I was talking about Megan earlier, it's just that true humility where conceit is bragging about yourself and constantly like, I am. But then the confidence is just where you're in your silent power. Mm-hmm. This is, I feel like, where it goes into the personal development side, where it's when things... people situations show up is, okay, why is this showing up for me? What is this here to teach me? But what would y'all say in regard, y'all? We talked about y'all. What would y'all say?
Y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm Southern. So
South Carolina.
Y'all. What would y'all?
Y'all.
Okay, that's what it confuses people, because I'm Asian in the Southern
accent. You still have a Southern accent.
And when I go to California, it totally throws people off.
Like, wait a minute, where is she
y'all,
from?
My family, they hate that. So, what would y'all say about the whole self-development and the confidence being a woman? Because I'm going to get a little bit deeper when it comes into, like, women who want to live their passion, live their purpose, and how challenging that can be sometimes when the mud starts coming in and that sort of thing. We talked about this on the last show with Jennifer and Carlotta, but I want to talk about it again because this is actually some of the questions we had come in, but personal development.
And wouldn't y'all say we go through seasons? I think confidence can be in waves because of the different seasons. Life happens. And I'll tell you, I called Barbara Correll. I had had my children. Alan was traveling, took care of my mom, took care of my dad. So I had kind of lost my identity. And I called her. I'd had a sabbatical from teaching. And I said, I need to take your adult class. And that's when she said, no. I want you to come back and teach my adult class. And so I grow just as much as the ladies that are in the class, because what's so beautiful about today's world is we can Google everything. Mm-hmm. So we can come together with all this information. And so we're encouraging one another. So even through my years of, you know, highs and lows, you still go through those seasons of insecurity that you can't ever stop searching and growing mm-hmm. and striving ever.
That's true.
It's well, a constant, it's a constant journey. Yeah.
One of the things that, one of the analogies I like to use, it's like an onion. And I feel like we just peel layer it back layer after layer.
Absolutely. And when you have your children, especially, you live through them and you just mm-hmm. put everything into the family.
Mm-hmm. That you forget about sometimes taking care of yourself. And
you do. You do. We had that conversation. I said to Bridget, I said, you know, I can remember wearing overalls and raking leaves and putting on a baseball hat and teaching aerobics. And I was making a bed one morning. And I saw myself in the mirror and I went, it's time for me to take a look. get back on the bandwagon, you know, because you can kind of mm-hmm. let that side of you let go when you're a mom. And I think it's important that we encourage women, especially you guys out there listening, never stop fixing up. Never stop having that date with your husband on the weekend. You know, nurture that marriage, nurture that companionship, because your children need that. Never let that falter.
And that's one thing that I've, knowing both of you and being good friends with both of you, that I noticed that, like, you and Alan and you and Brennan, just the relationship, y'all are like best friends. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you can do your independent girl time, but then I see y'all as couples, and it's so admiring because you're literally building that friendship together.
And you need
that. I know
that
helps confidence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It definitely helps confidence.
Mm-hmm. And so the second thing is, don't seek attention, and how confident people know that being yourself is much more effective than trying to prove that you're important. And I think about being authentic is what I think about. And it's so much easier when you're authentic than trying to be somebody else.
Absolutely.
I feel like, because it's just like, this is who I am.
There's either you like it or you don't. It's okay.
Like, it's so much easier to be yourself, because I've tried for many years to fit the roles and wear the hats of...
Mm-mm. There's nobody like Bridget Bartley. Let me tell you.
I'm like,
girl, you've only just begun. There's nobody like you. And do you remember what I said? It's from one of my self-help books about you're a unique divine design. Mm-hmm. And listen to those divine hunches. You know, it may be just for you. It's your purpose. It may not be well received sometimes, but just listen mm-hmm. to those divine hunches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeking out small victories. This is something I teach within my team, too, is celebrate every victory.
Small or large.
I pulled Megan out Saturday so she could celebrate a victory. I'm like, girl. So we were at the Carolina spring game, and then we went to dinner that night. But celebrating everything, every victory, and taking that time out, I think that's so important.
Because you'll get burnout if you don't. Mm-hmm. You can work, work, work. And then if you don't take time, like you said, for yourself, then it's just
nothing's baby steps.
Spring game Carolina, by the way. She doesn't know, but she's a Carolina fan.
No, I'm a Clemson fan. My husband is a diehard Gamecock fan. Yeah. Diehard. It was even in our wedding vows, actually.
Are you a house divided?
We are a house divided, so every day, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, is very interesting in our household. And when we win national championships, that's also very interesting. But I will pull for Carolina as long as they're not playing Clemson, because I'm the bigger person. He, however, will not, so...
Yeah,
but when we do have kids, they will go to Clemson, not Carolina. So.
That's going to be interesting.
Oh, it was just said right here.
I know.
It's recorded. It's recorded. I'm sure he's watching right now, too. Hi, babe.
So another thing is speaking with certainty. And I feel like, too, it's speaking less. I think that's confident when women speak, like when we're speaking less. And I feel like sometimes... that can be misunderstood when you are a confident person and you're a beautiful person and you're quiet. I think sometimes people can interpret that as like
snooty.
Yeah.
Or she's not friendly.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? We can't worry about that. The way people perceive it, I mean, it's good to be perceptive, but we just got to be who we are.
I think that's, you have to know who you are and own it and be okay with that.
Right.
And so, and that's, with going back to Millie Lewis and Greenwell Fashion Week, one thing I think all of us try to teach girls is not to compare and just to be who you are. Mm-hmm. It's okay if they don't like you. It's okay, too. You're not going to be everyone's Chick-fil-A sauce, as they say.
Right. Chick-fil-A.
Everybody's not Polynesian.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's actually one of the questions that one of the girls asked, and I'll get to it in a second, but is the comparison, where people compare and they take on what other people think of them. And one of the things that I tell people, you know, your thoughts are not my reality. And if that's your perception, like, I'll go inward and kind of check it out.
Reflect.
But if it's not what I feel convicted is my reality, then, like,
I can remember as a child, my daddy, we always said the Lord's Prayer before we went to bed, and my daddy would say, "And Kelly Sue, when you wake up in the morning, you go into the bathroom, you look at that image that's looking back at you, do you like what you see? If you like what you see, if you're doing the right thing, then you keep doing what you're doing." But he said, doing the right thing isn't going to make you the most popular girl in the room. Yeah. He said, sometimes standing up for what you believe mm-hmm. is not going to be what's going to make you the most popular girl in the room. And I think that was the best advice Daddy could have ever given me. Just get up, like who you see, be the best you can be. If the person next door misunderstood something you did, that's their problem.
Not yours.
You just keep trucking forward.
I agree. One thing that mm-hmm. I have always said, and I've learned it over especially the last 7 years, integrity always wins. Always.
The creme de la creme, rises to the top.
Truth yeah. always, light, what's done in the dark always comes to light.
Yes.
I've witnessed it personally so many times where it always comes to light, always. It may take a year, it may take 10 years, but it always does. And I truly believe integrity always wins.
I do too. And we talked, you know, about faith. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of at the heart of confidence. When you have faith and you are connected to the almighty, all-knowing, divine, you know, the light, when you're connected to the light, and that's what you go out every day and said, I want to be the light in the dark world, and then there's no way you're going to falter if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what gives you the confidence.
And both of you, I feel like, totally are that, and it's the ripple effect, because we were talking about this when we were having juice earlier before the show, is you're so sweet, because you're always, like, so pouring encouragement into me. And I'm like, girl, don't you know? Like, this is your ripple effect. Like, because
so
of you is how this has happened. And, you know, and then you look at how, you know, with Megan, and now look at how Megan's pouring into 200 people with Greenville Fashion. When I say 200, because of the models, with the team, with the businesses. I mean, one person, probably 250 people at that. But, you know, it's the ripple effect. Like, you did your thing, and so then, like, here now I'm doing my thing, and then she's doing her thing.
It is.
And then the women.
It's powerful.
The businesses that, you know, she'll impact, you know, with the models, which, by the way, I sent the message to one of the models this morning that I was asking about one of the models when they were walking, and I sent it back to the mom and said, just so you know, like, she's walking every night. And the model sent, it was Savannah, and she sent back, and she was, like, in tears. And, you know,
I think, get excited.
I think there's so many things that we don't even realize how we impact people. So anyway, okay, so speak with exercise. So exercise is my drug.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It's such an endorphin. Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty. I don't do enough of it right now because I am so busy, but I feel so much better. You just feel, like, revitalized when you run on the treadmill for even 30 minutes and then just walk outside.
I think you're getting exercise by strolling downtown streets of Greenville right now.
This is true, in heels. 5 minutes to get where you need to be.
I think if you wore a Fitbit, you're probably getting your steps
in,
and you're getting the fat burn, and you're getting all that stuff in. I think you're probably getting your exercise in.
I did do cryotherapy yesterday, too. And did you know you burn 500 to 800 calories in one visit?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Talk to us again about this cryotherapy. Describe it.
I've never done it before, but it's fantastic. It is like a whole body, like, wellness. It's negative 225 degrees, but it doesn't seem that cold. It's like a dry.
Are you cold when you're in there?
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. You are cold, but it's not unbearable. So you're in there, and then, like I said, you're 500 to 800 calories that you're burning. Like, it's good for your joints, like your ligaments, if there's arthritis, sports, not that I'm plugging them, but, and then again, they have the facial. We did the facial. It's a 10-minute facial. You don't have to take your makeup off, which is fantastic.
I've been wanting to try that.
It stimulates collagen.
A long time. Yeah. And so I saw the post that, Greenville Fashion Week did, and we get a free session as models. So I'm excited to try it out, because I've wanted to try that for a long time.
I love all these new cutting
technology.
Edge. Yeah, like vibration play, collagen bed.
The
go to the
tanks.
Salts and do some of that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to try the float tanks.
Yeah, the float tanks, the Lucia lights. There's so much how they can hack your body. I'm all about hacking your body.
Well, I think what's happened, we're so busy that going to the gym for 2 hours sometimes just doesn't fit in. Mm-hmm. It takes you sometimes just an hour to get dressed, drive across town, and park. So time is such a commodity. Yeah. So we've got all these things that you can do in 10 minutes on the vibration, mm-hmm. 10 minutes in the collagen.
Well, and I love to, most of them here in Greenville are women-owned businesses. So I think it's so important for women to support other women too, which is
I love that.
1,000%. Well, yeah. See, and that goes into our conversation we're talking about this morning is we're talking about women's empowerment, women's leadership. And I'm not being, I don't know if the word's like feminist or what, but women, I feel like, have more power than they realize. Because even like in a couple, if you're buying a house, buying a car, who needs to be sold?
Yeah,
the woman. And, you know, there's so many women leaders.
Happy wife, happy life.
I mean, I feel when it comes down to it, you know, the man still is you know, the
oh, head
of the house, all that. But
right.
Women have way more influence than they realize. And that's one of the things that, you know, we share the same passion is really pouring into other women to help them feel self-confident, help them find their passion, find their purpose, and always making it fun. Because if it's not fun, I tell my team the same thing. If it's
enthusiasm.
Not fun, don't
right.
do it.
You have to love what you do.
You have to have that endorphin of enjoyment. Mm-hmm. It's so important. And I know, too, you have your children. You're getting ready to have children.
Not yet. In a year.
You
I have fur babies.
You have plenty of time. But that's when it really becomes difficult as a woman because you are torn. You want to be at home to raise your family, but mm-hmm. then you want to have a career. You want to bring, you know, an income in. So that's a difficult season for a woman because she is torn totally in two. And so if you can do something with flex time or an MLM, something that's an at-home business, something that brings an mm-hmm. income at your convenience so that you can still be at those soccer games and those cheerleading right. competitions, that's where it really gets difficult.
That is true. I was always
that's the hardest time.
Business-minded, corporate-focused. And
yeah.
I worked for about 5 years in the corporate world when I graduated college. My professional background is human resources and employer relations and training and workers' comp, all that. And I loved it because I would travel and train people, which ironically, that's still what I do is travel and trainings. But I remember the day that I quit my corporate job. Like, I cried the whole way home because I wanted to stay home and raise my children.
So
we both agreed on that. But I loved my job.
Oh, yeah.
And it is. That is, it's hard. And I think now in today's world, you know,
it's
multiple streams of
income
is definitely required.
So we do encourage women, don't lose that personal identity. Still have something you dabble in, even if you need to be at home with those children. Never lose that little, you know, that little extra income that you bring in that gives you that personal fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
You still need both, I think.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so really quick, the last three things, they dress for success. Confident women dress for success. And I will tell you, I mean, I love my, I call them power ponies or business buns with my yoga pants and hoodies, but there is a different vibe that radiates through.
When you put a blazer on.
Yes.
Without question.
Yes. And eyelashes.
Yes, the eyelashes.
There's something powerful about eyelashes.
Well, because, you know, eye contact is confidence.
So, yeah.
You do not have eye contact. I mean, if you do not have eye contact, you do not portray confidence. So those lashes sure. kind of help. Yeah, you're right.
And you don't have to even spend a lot of money to dress for. I mean, there's so many simple ways that even just putting your makeup on, I feel like, can even just be a game changer.
Without question.
Which is a confidence booster. And you look in the mirror and you're just put together.
I think they did do a survey with women that were at home, and some of them were in their bathrobes, and some of them got up and got dressed. And just on the energy and the tone of their voice, they could tell the women that were dressed
and ready
with makeup on and the women that were sitting there in their slippers and robes. Mm-hmm. There was just a whole different energy behind their voice, which is, you know, that's interesting, isn't it?
I mean, well, it's true. I mean, it's totally true.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up and feel great about yourself, you're ready to take on the day.
Makes a big difference.
Okay, and then they get right with the boss, which is basically resolving conflict. I feel like that's with everything. And I truly believe there's a difference between conflict and confrontation because I have my close girlfriends where we can have confrontations and we dish it out and this is
agree
where we
disagree.
Felt. Right, but
yeah.
then conflict is just, of course, the cattiness. Okay, so we're going to, as we finish it up, I have a few questions. So on my Insta story, I invited people to ask questions, and we had a few girls that actually asked some questions, which I think is going to be really good. But so one is, I have no one to confide in. How do I find my tribe? And I think this goes back to what you're doing in Greenville Fashion Week and what you also helped create at Millie Lewis is creating that culture, that community,
like-minded.
I say let's recruit her to come over to Millie. Because would you say in both of my classes, you have two tribes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we gel in such a beautiful way. The very first class, what we do is we sit down and we just say, let's just lay it on the table. Why are you here? What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? And you just develop this comfort with one another. Mm-hmm. Have you done that with both of the classes that you're in?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
You know, a reason for being there, but it is, it's a safe space for sure. And I think because you're teaching people, you know, how to walk in a room, exit a room, how to walk, how to stand, how to sit, how to use your utensils, just little things like that build the self-confidence.
Yeah, just skills that you need daily that give you a higher quality of life. So whoever answered that question, we're enrolling for summer. We'd love to have you.
I actually have two girls that are coming into your class for the summer.
Yeah, come find your tribe.
As far as like finding the tribe, one of the things that I did, which is 100% how I met Megan, was it was about a year and a half ago, and I just started going to networking events. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so easy for me to just stay home and work behind a computer and do my video conferencing calls, but I was just to the point where, okay, I want local friends. Like, I just had that desire for girlfriends and community and just started going to networking events and going to events and met some amazing people. It's how, I mean, and both of you know Logan. I met Logan in a coffee shop. I met Judy Bynes at Lululemon. Met her at an event. So some of my closest friends now,
just getting out there
in the community and the engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, networking is so important. Get out.
The right type of networking, too. The right type of events that are like-minded people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like-minded.
And I'm going to tell people how to get tickets at the end for Greenville Fashion Week, and that's definitely a great place to meet lots of people because there will be so many different people there between Millie Lewis and Greenville Fashion Week that really encompass all that. So
our whole culture here in Greenville. Mm-hmm.
So how do I stop comparing myself to others?
That's a tough one because I think as women, it's a natural tendency that we want to compare ourselves, but I think again it goes back to that confidence that you have to know who you are, own it, and be okay with your face may be breaking out, but it's okay. And not Instagram is great, but it's the highlight reel. Mm-hmm. So I think people need to recognize that it's filtered.
Yes. I was about to say, listen.
Thank goodness.
Yes. No, they're great, but I think you're the back of your mind, you need to remember that not to compare because comparison is the thief of joy. So.
But also, I think we all, like when we're having a photo shoot, I'll tell my students, flip through some magazines. If you see an outfit you like, you see a model that looks like you, you like the way her hair is. Visualization, we all become, when we look at something and we like it, it's also a growth thing. When you compare yourself, you go, ooh, I kind of like the way she did her makeup. Oh, I like the way she did her hair. Ooh, I like that outfit. So comparison can be a positive thing, too.
But to make it your own and your own spin so you're not completely imitating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will always put your own spin on it. But, you know, I can think of different seasons in my life where I would meet somebody or see somebody and go, ooh, that really impressed me. I want to be like that. So it can be a positive thing, too.
And that's the thing, too, is having, and I said this earlier, but having older women who've gone before you, to have somebody to emulate or follow. And you're one of those people for me, and we're talking about that.
How sweet is that? Thank you. And you know what? Barbara Correll, she's amazing. I saw her when I was a child. She was an MC at a fashion show in Anderson, at the time, Anderson College. And I told her, I said, I'd follow you off a cliff. I mean, she's just a great lady.
Beautiful inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
She's very classy.
Mm-hmm. And she's the director of Millie Lewis. And she has a tribe of women. And now y'all are, you know, the tribe just keeps growing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that when this question came through was, I thought is, you know, just realize that everybody has their individual journey. You know, as far as comparing is, you know, some people, well, why did her business grow faster than my business? Or why did she find somebody faster than I found somebody? But just realizing everybody has their individual journey. And then definitely on the Instagram is realizing, and I love the girls that really show the before and after of the filters, because so many apps are out there now where you can filter, put makeup on, make yourself skinny.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
I don't even know about all
I mean, you know, there's the filters where you can swipe Instagram filters. I mean, I think that's fine. But some of those filters where you can literally morph your body. It's crazy,
I didn't
girls.
Even know, y'all.
I think that's where a lot of misconception comes in, is because it's not real life.
It's not reality.
Yeah.
And going back, everything timing wise, mm-hmm. their time may not be your timeline. So just recognizing, I have a friend, she's 30, wants to be married so bad she can't stand it, but she does have to go out to meet people and not sit on her couch. But she's just frustrated. But I said, your time is not someone else's time. So you have to recognize and realize that. And not that's get so bogged true. Down on that.
Good advice. And you know, that's kind of reminded me of the difference between the dot and the dash. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You haven't?
It's a good one.
No.
Yeah.
The eternal timeline is, that's the dash. And your time on this earth, on your tombstone, the time you're born, time you die, that's your dash. That, of course, is your purpose. Oh. That encompasses what
everything
you're here to do. But that dash is really a dot. The dot is, this life is a dot because you're an eternal spirit. So make sure that dot makes an impact. Make your thumbprint. That's what the dot is.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. good.
And I got that from Dabo Swinney. The dash, you know, on your tombstone. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. And it's on your own timeline. We all have our own timeline.
Mm-hmm. And have fun in the process, too. I'm always going back to having fun.
Well, I'll work in
her
praise.
Who brought the Moses?
I know. Listen, I am not surprised.
Okay.
I love it.
I do, too. It's been a perfect pleasure. Loved every minute.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so last question is, what are some ways to stay confident in high school with all the hate going around? She didn't specify the hate, but it's just, I feel like it's, how do I stay confident as far as with the hate going around? I think about like how girls,
because
we talked about this, the mean girls. So I was bullied in high school. That was one of the reasons why I was so quiet in high school, because I was bullied through high school. It was the group of girls. I was scared to death. So I just stayed quiet because I just knew that was safe.
But now,
and
look, now the voice
I
is
now
up.
I got a talk show.
I have a microphone in front of me now.
Just so you know.
It has served you well.
I got a talk show now. But it's challenging, I think, especially in high school. But even as older women, I mean, 43, 30, late 50s, girls can
constant
just legit be mean. And it's, you know, every now and again, I'll get a hate message. And I'm like, seriously? And I've learned to not take it personal. But how do you not take that personal? Like, how would you, for another girl who is struggling with, like, why are they being so mean? Because I feel like it's not so much about you, it's about them.
Right,
like, what's the core problem? I feel like it's about them more than it is about
insecurities.
Us. Not that we're perfect, but you know.
I think you probably can speak to this. It even, high school, whatever, you're always going to have those few, I call them haters or mean girls, and you just have to know their opinions at the end of the day. They don't make you mm-hmm. looking in the mirror and just knowing it's having thick skin and not giving them a reaction, because that's at the end of the day what they're wanting out of you. Knowing who you are, owning it, and just being confident and being okay with the way that you live your life. Like you said, integrity always wins. So just to be confident in who you are and know that their opinions or what they say, not to take it personal and not to put so much value or emphasis on that, and just being your confident self and true authentic self.
Totally agree with that, and we do approach that at Millie big time, especially with the girls in the teenage years with all that's going on.
You're going to encounter it, so.
And y'all, back in my era, we didn't have social media, so if you had an embarrassing moment, if you slipped and fell in the cafeteria, it evaporated the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's social media, it never goes away, and that makes it so much harder for those children. But we basically say the same thing. And again, it comes back to faith, you know, pray for your enemies. Usually that person that despises you or is saying something unkind about you feels inferior. And you want to go to them and lift them up. They need to be lifted up. They are looking at you and they're wanting to be, you know, more confident. And so they want to throw mud at you to bring you down. So, you know, really what you do is you take the high road and you never throw mud back. Mm-hmm. Never throw mud back. If anything, go to that person and go, what have I done? I want to be your friend. Can we resolve this? I mean, go to the person. Don't go talk to this group over here, and then it gets all inflamed, and then it turns into a war. Go to that person. If you do hear that there's been something unkind said, I always just went right back to the source. Don't you think?
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like it's not even worth the time or energy or emotion. Because I think for some people, they're just always right. And that's just where...
And that's going to happen too.
You're right.
And then you just move on.
And move on with your life.
And that's why you meditate. It's bigger than you. You can't change other people. You can change you. You can change how you perceive them.
I love it, Millie. And at Greenville Fashion Week, I think we talk about the golden rule to treat others how you want to be treated. So it's so important for young girls to realize that. How would you feel and put yourself in the other person's shoes?
Constant.
I think that will help alleviate and minimize. But at the end of the day, girls can be mean.
1,000%. And it doesn't stop. So most of these questions were coming from young girls. And I hate to tell people, but it's true. It doesn't stop when you get older.
You're always going to have conflict. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be a sense of controversy out there.
I think it does dwindle out because you don't take it as personal. We don't take it as personal.
It's harder in high school because you're facing it every single day.
When you're younger.
Yeah. Because we have a bigger, broader world now.
Right.
Because we're out of the high school thing. But I think that is one of the toughest times, don't y'all? Middle school and high school.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. So, in closing.
So, hang in there, ladies. Hang in there. It gets easier.
I want to, once again, thank Old Europe Pastries on their coming to Greenville. Their pastries are amazing. So I'm going to post on my stories a little bit later on this afternoon. So check Instagram stories or Facebook stories where Bobby has walked us through the shop. He brought us a big thing of pastries, and they are amazing. But stay tuned for the grand opening that's going to be coming the second week of May. I'll definitely let y'all know about that. And then also for Greenville Fashion Week, I know if you're watching this, you're somehow connected to me on social media, whether it's my Facebook page or Instagram, but you can look in my link in my Instagram bio or Facebook bio for the link to purchase tickets, or it's at greenvillefashionweek.com. And so I'm walking Wednesday night. Would love to see y'all there. And then our premiere part hour. Megan, premiere party is Thursday night, and then Friday, Saturday night are the shows, which I am super excited to really encompass all three areas. And then Millie Lewis, summer enrollment is in.
I think we start mid June. We're finishing up. I think our production is mid May. And come
it's
see
the second.
Us.
So production is May 11th and 12th. Because my calendar had to be marked for that.
Yes. On Saturday.
It's summer classes.
And then we have a little interim.
Yes.
And then, summer classes, if you're looking for something to do.
I highly endorse Kelly as your instructor.
Oh, thank you. The whole team is amazing.
Thank you again, because I know you're on flight when we leave here to go to Portland, Oregon.
I know.
And Megan came from one show to the other, so thank you both.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Your time today.
We love you. And, I love you, too. I mean... just a lot of love in this room, a lot of mutual admiration.
Right. Yes.
Encouraging women.
All right. Y'all have an awesome day.